crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Time for some more baseball talk here on Drive Time Sports. I'm going to talk USU Eastern Baseball. The Eagles were on the road once again this past weekend. They had to travel to Rangeley, Colorado to take on the Spartans. This week, they're going to travel on the road again, take on Salt Lake Community College. It'll be the fifth consecutive weekend that this team has played someone on the road. Insane to think about. Joining me right now over the phone, we have Coach Scott Madsen of the Eagles baseball squad. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate being on.
Coach, last weekend you guys traveled to Rangeley. It's one of those miserable trips. I don't think anyone enjoys going to Rangeley, no matter what sport we're talking about. But it was a highly important two days for you guys. A couple of doubleheaders, unfortunately. We come back 1-3. Did pick up one win to avoid the sweep, but all in all, I know you probably had a little bit higher expectations on this trip.
Yeah, you know, we had set some things in play to go and play these guys with a certain way, more off speed. And when we went over there, you know, it was a colder day. It was a little bit harder to pitch, and that's kind of where we struggled. But, I mean, obviously we wanted to come out with some wins. But, you know, that Colorado team gets better and better every time you play them. They're a constant team that just hits the ball and always putting in play. So, I mean, if you give them the chance, they're going to definitely take it from you. And they've shown that with other teams in the league also. But, I mean, we just went over, and we didn't play to where the level that I felt we should be at.
You guys had a lead in the first game, Coach. It was 8-6, if memory serves me correctly. You guys had a 3-run lead going into the bottom of the seventh. They managed to tie this game. You guys go into extra innings, and then they pick up one run in the bottom of the eighth to grab the victory. I mean, that's one of those games you look back on, probably should have won that one.
Yeah, you know, and with injuries to our closer, we're kind of trying to just work with what we have to get through it. And you know, they, like I said, they do a good job of getting on base. They got two guys on in that seventh inning, and then a big guy that we'd shut down for the whole day hadn't done anything. We missed a ball up in the zone, and he hit it out. I mean, the wind was blowing as hard as you could imagine out to right field, and he just got it up in that wind stream and it left. And then in the seventh inning, kind of the same thing. Their best hitter comes up. We're trying to walk him, and we just miss over the plate, and the guy hits it out. I mean, you kind of have to tip your cap to those guys in situations like that, because those aren't easy tasks to go up there and, you know, go out and hit two home runs to take the lead and then to walk off the game with it. I mean, they made some key plays that they needed to do, and we just didn't take advantage when I felt like we needed to.
If you lose on a walk-off, Coach, what does that do to a team mentally?
You know, it really took its toll on us, and I kind of feel that set the tone for the rest of the weekend. You know, I mean, that was just everybody had, we started good. We had that 3-run lead. We put up a lot of runs, which we've kind of struggled with in the past couple of weeks. And we've really been working on some new approaches, that type of stuff. And we went out there, we did it. And then to lose it right there at the end, it just seems like, you know, we it's just frustrating for everybody involved and kind of a letdown, you know, but at the same time, they battled back that next game and won. And then the next day we just kind of, We were dependent on our pitchers when we went out there. They ended up moving the games to 10 in the morning, so we didn't get to take batting practice. We didn't get any pregame stuff. And, you know, it really does. It may not seem like it does, but it takes its toll on my hitters and all those people when they jump in there. And that's where it becomes a pitcher's game, and we just didn't really pitch like we needed to.
You guys managed to respond to get a win in the very next game by scoring 7 runs, which is impressive. I mean, to lose a game 9-8 and then bounce back and score 7 runs off of 9 hits in the next contest, that's impressive. Cole Fawcett had a great game hitting the baseball for you guys. Zach Lundell, once again, very good. So you guys responded on Friday, so I guess maybe it's long-term, right, when you lose on a walk-off?
Yeah. You know, I mean, and that's the thing is they came back, and I think because we've lost so many games so close, they were going to try and just score as many as they could and just kind of blow it open, and they did. And then, I mean, it continued the next day, too. We actually scored more runs this weekend than we have over the past couple of weeks. So hitting-wise, it worked really good. But I think fielding-wise and pitching-wise especially, we had a lot of walks where our guys were stuck out in the field watching people just walk to first base in that cold weather with the wind blowing in their face and occasional drizzle here and there. And, I mean, it just becomes miserable out there to field and do all that stuff. And the key, and we try to pound it to the pitchers, is you got to get them in and out 3 pitches or less That way our guys can stay active and stay moving and do that thing. And you know what? They're getting better and better. It was just, I mean, our pitchers have kind of been consistent for us the whole year and just kind of stepped back this one weekend for us.
Yeah, pitching has been great. I mean, you and I have talked about the team ERA pretty much throughout the entire year. It seemed like it maybe took a little bit of a step back this weekend. Typically, for USU Eastern, if you guys are scoring 7, 8, maybe even 5 runs, you're winning games.
Yeah, and that's what I kept telling our hitters. I said, if we can get up in that 5 to 7 run range, we're going to win these ball games. And, you know, we tried some new things with pitchers. My ace, Chase Stratton, went out. And, you know, it just seems like every time we play Colorado, the top pitchers that have been so consistent seem to have that one bad outing against Colorado every year. And, I mean, he didn't pitch bad. He still gave us a chance to win, but it wasn't his top outing that he's had. So, I mean, and that really kind of sets the tone for everybody, where he's been the leader and kind of setting the tone for the whole group for the weekend. That kind of hurt us a little bit.
Team ERA, I believe, is just over 5 now, Coach. I mean, is that a number that you guys can still win at? Where does that number need to be team-wise as we get down to the final stretch, the final, you know, 3 weeks of the regular season?
You know, if we could get it down right around 4.5 in that range, that's about even with the rest of the league. I think we can win some ball games. Especially the approaches we saw last week, the way we were getting on base, the way we were still in bases again. I mean, that really played into us scoring a lot of runs. And I was teaching our kids, you know, we were stepping back and looking for that one pitch we could drive and letting them work deeper into the count. And it worked out. It paid off well for us. So I think if we can stick right where we're at, we'll start to win more ball games. And then once we get all our pitchers back healthy, and we're starting to get a few people here and there back healthy. I mean, with Austin Pitcher, he's back, but he's still kind of recovering a little bit from that concussion he received over at CSI. And we're getting back in the swing of things. And I'm seeing a lot of young players getting better and better. With Colin Wilson had a great weekend hitting-wise all weekend long. He really stuck in there and really started to improve. So I'm kind of hoping that'll carry over to this coming weekend.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Scott Madsen of the USU Eastern Baseball Squad. Coach, we get down to the final 3 weekends of the regular season. You guys are yet again on the road. I know it seems like it's been a very long time, but it is an important set. Salt Lake Community College coming in. The way the conference standings set up right now, Salt Lake's at 13-7, so they have about an 8-game lead on you guys. It is an important set. You guys can really position yourself to move out of that last spot if you can get a couple of wins this weekend, because then the final 2 weeks are at home.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, that's what everybody's looking forward to. Even last week we talked about it, and the kids said, you know, Salt Lake's kind of like being home, so it's so much better. It's just kind of been a little bit of a drag going on the road for so long this year, but with the weather the way it is, it's kind of hard to be around. But you know what, they're doing well, and they'll come home, catch their breath, and we'll start to play better as we go. And this is a good weekend for us, but, you know, Salt Lake's a good team. They're a good squad that you go out, and they know how to play their field really well with that turf, and they use that well to their advantage.
Coach, you were talking about your ace. Chase Stratton has done wonders for you guys this season. I believe his ERA is under 2, if I can remember correctly off the top of my head. Where do you throw him this weekend?
You know, I think we're going to move him to game 3 this weekend. He actually started swinging the bat for us really well in the outfield, and I feel like if we can get him to play those first 2 games and then move to pitch the next day, that might really help us this year. And plus, he's lined up that second day. That's where he's pitched most of the year, and he's done a good job. This was actually the first weekend where I went with him in game 1.
Do you notice a difference? If he goes game 1 or game 2, I mean, obviously he didn't get the win this weekend when you went with him in game 1. But I mean, did you notice a significant difference, maybe mentally?
You know, I actually did. When we play these games, we keep charts, we keep everything, and he's an intelligent kid, and he'll study these charts and kind of figure out how we want to pitch, and he'll sit there and talk with us throughout the other games, so we can really get him focused for that third game. And this weekend, I mean, he had good stuff. He went out there and did it, but I just felt like he wasn't as focused and as ready as he was in the past weeks.
Coming off of the bye week, how happy are you with where this team is sitting? I mean, you got the bye week, then you went into Colorado, so you had some time to really sit and look at the camaraderie, look at the team chemistry, everything that's happening right now. How pleased are you with where you guys are at, Coach?
You know, I'm really pleased. Being on the road for as long as we have, I mean, it's tough. You've got 40 kids, 35 kids on the bus, and you're traveling 12 hours a day, and you're living in hotels, and, I mean, you're constantly around these guys. They've actually done a good job staying together, and working together as a team. I mean, it wears anybody out for being gone that long. I mean, this is 5 straight weeks that we've been going. And so they're doing good. It seems like they're all excited to be back and at least close to home, and then to get the chance to finish at home is a great, great move for us.
Yeah, you know, you and I have talked about this, I think, off air. I mean, how can a conference justify sending a team on the road 5 straight weeks?
Yeah, you know, I've asked that there several times, and there's no real answer they give me, because talking to Colorado's coach last week, he finishes for the rest of the season on the road. So he's in it for the long haul, and he's been at home for a while. And, you know, it's just one of those things that it's the way it lines up, and it's just sad that it always seems to be either us and Colorado that get that poor schedule for us. You know, I mean, if you look at those Salt Lakes or CSNs, those guys are on the road every other week, and it just, I mean, it works out good for them, and it's something that we're pushing hard to change, and hopefully one of these days it will, you know. But right now, especially with the Western Nevada dropping out, it's kind of the way everything was set up.
Yeah, I mean, you got to play the games regardless. I can't imagine that being easy for the kids mentally, physically, especially academic-wise. I can't see that being in anyone's best interest.
No, and it isn't. I mean, there's a lot of kids where we're coming home and we're having to have a missed practice just to catch up academically. And there's a lot of stress on these kids for being gone that long, trying to stay up with the classes and get to graduation. Because, I mean, that's the main thing we're focusing on, is getting these kids graduated. And a lot of these kids are putting in a lot of time on the road. I mean, I'd never seen anything like it, with having 5, 6, 7 kids in a room working on assignments in between games during that night. And, you know, it's good to see, but at the same time, you can just tell that there's that extra tension and stress that isn't really helping us as we're on the road.
Well, Coach, it is always fun to talk about the team. Best of luck as you guys travel to Salt Lake this weekend, and hopefully we can catch up again next week.
All right, Jordan, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Coach Scott Madsen of the USU Eastern Baseball Squad. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to talk college football. Coming up this Saturday, the Utah Utes will participate in their spring game, the annual spring scrimmage. Coach Kyle Whittingham will join us over the phone when we return, talk a little bit about the offseason and what's in store this weekend. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.